This is Marina Pacini interviewing Paul Keen for the Archives of American Art at Mr. Keen's home in Warrington, Pennsylvania on April 23rd, 1990. My first question is, can you tell me something about your parents, what they did, where they were born?
Well, my mother was born and raised in Philadelphia, the whole Philadelphia family. My father was born in Chester, but raised in Baltimore in Philadelphia, primary Philadelphia. They were both professional people, they're both undertakers. Had their own business. He was the second black undertaker in Philadelphia. My mother was the first woman undertaker in the state of Pennsylvania, in Pastor Seawood. And I grew up in a middle class family in North Philadelphia with everything to go along with it.
Okay, when were you born?
I was born in 1920.
Okay. Did you live your whole life in North Philadelphia, or did your family move at some point?
No, I lived my whole life in North Philadelphia.
Okay. Was religion important in your family?
Yeah, very important to everyone but me.
Okay.
yes, very religious family. My grandmother, my father were, and my mother, all Episcopalians, grew up in the church. I can remember we spent Sundays at church, Sunday school, and then waiting around for my father because he was on the vestry. And I was an altar boy, an acolyte, till I got big enough to say no. I didn't want to be one in the first place, but my grandmother was a real matriarch that decided that my brother and I would be on the altar. And of course, my father acquiesced. And we weren't even asking. I didn't like it at all.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as I was able to, I just stopped going.
Mm-hmm. Did that mean that you just had severed your ties with the church, or did you sever your ties with religion?
I severed my ties with religion.
Okay.
And the older I got and started to think for myself, I put it this way, I severed my ties with organized religion.
Okay.
I just found wanting as far as I'm concerned. And I decided that I'd go my own way about it. And I decided that was best for me.
Well, the reason why I'm asking you this is because later on you definitely seem to use religious themes in your paintings.
It always occurs.
Okay.
I don't see them as such until afterwards someone else points them out. I mean, they're not conscious efforts to deal with it.
Yes,
it's nice to see you.
That's pretty good.
At the vet's overnight.
Oh.
So then, and we're sort of jumping ahead in some respects, I'd almost rather wait and discuss this later on when we start discussing your painting, but you definitely, well, certainly the works are given religious titles. I mean, Jacob and the Angel,
I'm very interested in those, in the parables and the legends and myths. I mean, they're very,
okay.
They make very interesting reading.
And,
but that's as far as it goes.
Okay.
I don't hold them to be the truth, really. I just find them fascinating in the Greek stories.
Okay. When did you become interested in art?
From the very beginning, since I can remember. I was given the things that I would want at Christmas or birthday were crayons and paper.